A Los Angeles woman has her family fortune back after it was stolen by the Nazis 67 years ago. She sued the Swiss banks that handed over her family's assets, along with the assets of many other Jewish depositors during World War II. What stands out is the size of her award. As NPR's Luke Burbank reports, it's the largest amount given so far to a person betrayed by Swiss banks during the Second World War.
89-year-old Maria Altman was in a celebratory mood today as she greeted reporters.
Come right in. Nice meeting you. Shall I bring some scotch, or is it too early?
Just 5 minutes.
And she had good reason. Yesterday, a federal judge in New York awarded Miss Altman and other survivors of two prominent Austrian Jewish families nearly $22 million for assets that were taken by the Nazis during World War II.
It's just unreal. It's really totally like a fairy tale.
For the past 30 years, she's lived in the upscale Cheviot Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles. But it was Vienna where she married in 1937 in what she calls the last Jewish wedding before the Nazis arrived. Part of her dowry was 200 shares in her uncle Ferdinand Bloch Bauer's sugar company, one of the largest in Austria.
And now, after all these years, these 200 shares came up with interest.
That's quite a dowry.
Yeah, it's quite a dowry, yeah.
Along with other family property, those shares were stored with a Swiss bank, which promised to take care of the assets. Instead, the factory was sold off for next to nothing to a Nazi sympathizer. Things might have stayed that way if not for Los Angeles attorney Randall Schoenberg.
He always was very clever. I knew that when he was a tiny little boy.
Schoenberg's grandparents and parents were friends with Maria Altman. One day, she read a story about a new Austrian law pertaining to merchandise seized during World War II. When she couldn't get a hold of his parents, Schoenberg says she called him at his law office.
And I had coincidentally been going online and reading the Austrian newspaper, and I knew all about it.
What initially had Altman concerned was a number of Gustav Klimt paintings that had belonged to her family. They now sit in Austria's National Gallery. The matter of the paintings is still being decided in a separate case. But while researching the artwork, Schoenberg realized the family was still owed money from the sale of the sugar company.
I had no idea about that. We thought that my brother had sold shares of the sugar company to a decent person. And so I thought this was a closed chapter.
But it wasn't. Yesterday, the Claims Resolution Tribunal, a body set up to compensate victims of Nazi theft, awarded the family $22 million. The money came from a $1.2 billion fund Swiss banks had set up to pay those who lost their property. Randall Schoenberg says the money is a small measure of reparation.
In the scheme of things, the theft of stocks or bank accounts or paintings ranks very low in the litany of crimes committed by the Nazis, but it's one of the few crimes that we can actually do something about.
And for Maria Altman, she says the money will allow her to indulge in one of her favorite pastimes, giving it away.
This is finally coming to a great moment where I can really give.
Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.